I am Plata on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. The Jesse Award-winning company Théâtre Le 16e's latest production, Le No Show, opens tomorrow night and runs until the 1st of March. The production's director and someone who was involved in its original creation, Hubert Lemaire, joins me now. Le No Show is a show that defies convention as well as description. First, audience members will be asked what they are willing to pay as the inter-performance works on Granville Island. One can pay nothing or more, up to well over $100. Right away, the audience is compelled to consider what it is they are willing to pay for a ticket to an artistic production. I'll get Monsieur Lemaire to tell us the rest. We also talk about working in the arts, a vital theme of the show, as well as the reaction to the show in various productions around the world. I'll ask him about the discussions he, as director, has had with the seven Vancouver-based actors who are at the heart of this show that was created in 2013 at the Carrefour International du Théâtre in Quebec City. Mr. Lemaire has worked in theater and film for over 20 years. He's a graduate of the Montreal Conservatory of Dramatic Arts. Visit 16e.ca for more information. Please welcome to the Plante Online program, Hubert Lemaire. Mr. Lemaire, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I'm sure you're asked this a lot, Hubert, but how would you describe Le No Show?
It's very hard to describe this show without giving away all the surprises, because it's a show that is different every night. We wanted initially to talk about what's the reality of a young artist, and specifically a young theater actor. We wanted to depict as truly as we could do the reality of making a living in theater as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the show is about, but in a very interactive and a very playful, with a lot of humor, because we know, we're aware that we're not doctors, we're not saving lives. Maybe we help some people living with our craft, but but we have this. We know that, like, our situation is not the same as, like, we're not saving life, basically. So it's a checkpoint of the reality of an actor that we share with the audience in an interactive and very humoristic way, basically.
So what then, Hubert, is the role of the audience when they show up at Performance Works? What is expected of them?
The audience will have some decisions to make through the show. The first one is the price of their ticket.
Mm-hmm.
We play with the audience. When I say interactive and when I say participative, it's not invasive. Like people won't be forced to do things they don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
But the first thing they do is they decide in the most secret way the price of their ticket. They have six choices from zero to $124. There are six options they can choose. And if they buy their ticket in at the theater the night of the show, they will do their decision in an election booth. Then they go to the box office, which is blinded with the cardboard. They don't see the person that sells the ticket, and the person that sells the ticket don't see the future member of the audience, so this decision is very secret. And that is the first decision, because we ask people, how much is a play worth for you?
Mm.
And we do not want to put pressure on anyone according to their budget, how much they earn, and we want it to be very accessible. This is why the $0 option exists, and that's the first question we ask. And then we start from there in the show. We will unfold the real cost of things in a play, in a production, so people can understand that buying a ticket, as a member of the audience, you profit from the hands out from the government for arts. If your theater ticket is $20, it's mostly because the production received a grant. Because, however, if there was no help from the government for arts, a theater ticket would be $150 all the time.
Yeah.
So this is what first decision they have to make, and then I cannot spoil anything at this point because it would the surprise and the fun of discovering it would be spoiled. I don't know how to say that.
No, I totally understand. You know, it just sounds exciting as it is. What have you found in previous productions in terms of what audiences say contribute? I mean, have you found that a company can break even with this scale of the prices that they're expected to pay, say?
Actually, they break even because they have ends out.
Or
because they have a huge venues, so they can sell many tickets. But I know that here in Vancouver, with the union that is equity for actors, the pay for actors change according to how many seats there is in the venue. So arts and education, those are kind of things that will never break even, actually. They break even if we could put money on the things we learn when we see a show and how best human beings it makes us. It I'm sure it breaks even. But in a mathematical point of view, it's absolutely difficult to bring people to see theater and keep a price ticket low, so affordable. And the more affordable it is, the less we can break even.
Yeah.
Am I answering the question?
Yeah. No. I told you. But what do you think it says, though, Hubert, about people who might not want to spend, say, $125 for the theater, but will, you know, drop the same amount of money on a sporting event or a concert or dinner even?
Mm-hmm. That's the question we ask, actually, because people are willing to pay huge amounts of money for a soup in a very fancy restaurant. they can have for $30 a very specific soup with that spice and that ingredient.
Yeah.
And this is an experience that will last for 5 minutes. And so I'm not the judge of what people want to do. They can pay a lot of money for a hockey game. Because the thing that's hard with theater is that all the time we do not know the play. Sometimes we do not know the actors.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big risk as a member of the audience to buy a ticket for a play because there are so many things you don't know. You cannot really rely. Maybe if it's Hamlet.
Yeah.
The problem is it's very famous, but the problem is we also know the story.
Yeah.
So we can say that producing a Shakespeare is a safe decision.
Yeah.
But also, this is so many actors. If you want to do Hamlet, you have to hire 15 people, and that makes it very hard to produce. So, to me, theater is an experience. As yoga is an experience, as having a soup or, I don't know, hitchhiking or climbing a mountain.
Yeah,
And we are always actors or theater people are always wanting more people in the venues, but we are the worst people to ask people to come because, of course, there is a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Please come see my show. You'll love it. Yeah, of course. You need me to be there if you want to break even. that's the problem.
So I'm sure there are 7 performers on the show. I'm sure you all are having discussions as you're rehearsing and putting the show together as to what it's like to live here. I mean, we're all talking in Vancouver about how expensive it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure as an artist, as someone who works in the theater, these are things that you all are thinking about as you work.
Of course. This play has been created in Montreal with a cast from Montreal and Quebec City. So the initial cast were from those two cities, and we've been asked, François Bernier and I, who were part of the original team of writing for the show, to adapt it for Vancouver with a cast of people from Vancouver. So we had a lot of discussions with them to understand how it works here. Actors are paid by the week, working full-time, which is not the case in Quebec, where part-time rehearsing and paid by the hour. So it's a luxury here for a director, as I am, to have actors available for the whole 40 hours of the week, which is not the case. Here are many shootings of American movies, TV series.
Right.
So actors have those opportunities to work in film and TV. But also, it's a French production. We're working with French-speaking actors, so they all struggle with the issue of having an accent when they speak English. Some of them are totally, I would say, fluid in a linguistic way.
Yeah.
So they can, fluent, should I say. They have no accent. Actually, that's not possible, having no accent. Everybody has an accent.
Right.
The language is very well mastered.
Yeah.
But some of them can really work in both without giving the impression that they are strangers. But for some others that have been living here for like 10 years, we still hear a bit of a French thing that is very hard for them to break. So getting jobs is way more complicated. We have a Facebook group amongst the cast, and one of the actors posted a casting call that said twice, no accent. Like, if the visual diversity is accepted and it's necessary, but there is still a linguicism, the racism of linguistic that is still going on, which is, to me, a huge problem of hypocrisy, actually.
Yeah.
So those are basically the issues. And of course, the rent. When I learned how much people pay each month for their tiny apartments, like, my jaw touched the floor. I knew that, but before hearing a number, I was like, oh, yes, expensive, okay, but oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's a real struggle to be an artist when... And that's the price to pay, even for an avocado sandwich that is like $20. You're like, oh my God, I'll go to No Frills.
I read an article where you talk about this, I guess you began your career as a performer, and you've had to adapt, haven't you, in terms of being also a writer, a director, a producer even. I mean, that's just necessity, isn't it, to have to do that as a performer, right?
Yeah, it was a necessity. Was that the question? Did
right.
I hear well?
Yeah.
Yes, we created that 7 years ago because I'm 36 now.
Uh-huh.
I have 15 years of career, but I created that show. I was 30 after 7, 8, 9 years of career, and it was like an alarm. In French, I would say un cri d'alarme, like, there is a problem. I decided to do that job. People told me that we could make a living out of it. But actually, making a living out of theater, this is not possible. Because unless you work on 7 different shows, and they're with a great miracle, it fits in the agenda, because you may be called for 3 different shows, but all happening in the same month.
So
you have to decline 2 offers and have only 1. So we created that because even if your theater company has some success, even if you receive some grants from the government, which is amazing and very, like, you're blessed when you receive the letter that says, yes, we give you the money, but you never receive the real amount that you ask.
Yeah.
So we always have to cut. And the only place we can cut is on human beings, because renting a space to rehearse, you won't have a deal because you just have less than what you ask. And it's not true that parking will be less expensive because you don't have the money you ask. The only thing we can deal is human beings. So we all the time, we accept to work for less and less and less until we get exhausted. And we ask ourselves very seriously, can I go on this for the rest of my life? Because when in your 20s, you can experience la bohème and tell yourself, I'm a poet, my life is like water and love. But when you grow older, 35, 40, 60, 50, do you want to have children? Is it possible to have children in that kind of way, in that kind of life? When your friends from high school are lawyers or doctors or I don't know what, or plumber, mm-hmm. and they make a good living, and you are there, 35 years old, I'm just an actor, I can go to the restaurant with you guys, mm. have fun, I will eat my no frills and my candle soup at home.
Yeah.
So we have, like, we can change, we can, the question we have all the time is, do I go on? Do I go on? Can I, do I still have some energy and courage to go through those dilemma?
Yeah.
Is it worth? Is it worthy?
Anyway.
Yeah. Now, excuse my French.
No, yeah, no problem at all. The so this show has also been done in other cities. What has the reaction been from audiences after they leave? I mean, I'm not asking you to give away what happens in the show, but when they leave the theater, mm-hmm. what have audience members said about the show?
The reaction is amazing. Everywhere we've been, we've toured in more than 25 cities, uh-huh. in, of course, Quebec, but also France and Switzerland. And we created it also in Mexico last fall.
Uh-huh.
And what is amazing is the same reaction everywhere we go. We've always been talking about the reality of Quebecers actor. Now it's Vancouver, but it gets universal.
Mm.
We're talking about passion. We're talking about a career choice. We're talking about did we make the good choice? Why are we doing it? And the reaction of the audience is, first of all, a surprise, because it's a happening. The show is a happening. It's not a normal show where you sit and it, no matter what happens in the venue, the show would go on and be still the same thing. Because at some point, the members of the audience, they will interfere in the process of the show. So each night is very different. So two people that saw the same show but not the same night will probably have total different story to tell to their friends. So, and people, when they understand that after seeing it once, sometimes they come again to see what could have happened if we did not make that same decision. So the thing I'm very proud from for the no-show is that, yes, we talk about a very specific job, mm-hmm. which is theater actor, but it resonates to everyone because everyone has a job, everyone has to pay the rent, everyone struggle to be recognized as a good citizen or a good worker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the struggle we deal with, but it resonates to everyone.
Hubert, this sounds like an exciting show, and I think you've done very well in terms of selling it. I appreciate your time today.
I appreciate your interest, and I hope I will see you at the Performance Work, the place I cannot pronounce, Performance Work. I'll be there every night, by the way, if you want to meet.
The No Show opens tomorrow night, the 26th of February, and runs until the 1st of March at Performance Works on Granville Island. Visit cesium.ca for more information. The production's director, Hubert Lemaire, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.